Half a day, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
They happen unto us, 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, for our ensamples, are the examples to us. And notice why God says, this is why I've given you these examples, so that they are written for our admonition. So that God himself is taking these stories so that we really can't walk in his shoes, but we can walk with his God.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 78. If you're not sure where Psalms is, take your Bible right in the middle, open it up, and you'll probably get real close to it. Psalm 78 is a maskil. It's a teaching psalms, and we are this month looking at the idea that he is our shepherd, and we have not spent a whole lot of time on that. Today, we want to start a series on the life of David, and this particular psalms makes reference to the idea that God is our shepherd. And each month, we've been taking a different portrait of who God is, our individual portrait of deity, and today, we are going to be looking at he is our shepherd. You find that in Psalm 78, and I'm going to be reading a few verses, verse 52 and 3, and then Psalms 78, we'll jump to the end of this chapter, verse 65, I'll read. And once we get to verse 70, we'll read out loud together Psalm 78, verse 70 to 72, because that's the text that we'll be focusing in, Psalm 78, verse 52 and 3. I'll read, it says, in jumping into a thought related to God's working in the life of a nation, children of Israel, he said, but he made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He goes on to talk about other exploits and how God was working in the lives of these children of Israel. Verse 65, then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep and like a mighty man that shouted by reason of wine. And he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and he chose not the tribe of Ephraim. And notice the choices he made. Verse 68, but chose the tribe of Judah. He chose the Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established forever. And let's read verse 70 to 72 about the man that God chose. Ready? Verse 70. He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, great with young. He brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. We'll be looking today at the life of David and three qualities that come out of a man and a woman whose heart is after God. And Hezekiah summarizes for us David's life in these verses that we read, and I'd like to take a few moments, if I may, and focus in on this because we're going to be doing a continued series, The Life and Character of David, really a narrative story with timeless truths that I hope will be of a help to you. We cannot walk in his shoes or his sandals, but we certainly can learn from great lessons. And I hope and trust that this would be the case as we look at the life of David. It may be helpful to take a moment here and tell you why we're not studying David. And this would be true for any character study, but I just want to kind of put out to you some general thoughts today and hopefully whet your appetite a little bit for this study as we'll be looking at David, because there's a number of reasons why we're not going to study David. One of them is we're not going to end up studying David just to elevate him. to make him a superstar like David has no flaws, because he does. Lord knows we got too many superstars that we set ourselves up for failure by thinking they're just perfect. And certainly David wasn't. We're not doing this study to elevate him. We're not studying him just to imitate him. Well, someday when I grow up, I want to be David. Well, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be David. You don't tend to sheep. You're not wearing, well, we wear sandals here. I can't say that. You wear sandals. I wear sandals. But the problem is, if you just say, I'm going to imitate him, you end up taking the good qualities and the bad qualities. You can tell when people are under one particular person because eventually you do imitate them. That's not necessarily bad. I enjoy meeting the parents of our graduates, particularly HPBI. When I meet their parents for the first time, I see why this student says and does what they do. It's not a bad thing, but that's not why we're studying David. Oh, well, he's going to imitate David. We're all going to be Davids. That is not why. And thirdly, we're not studying the life of David just to get information, factual data and trivia about the life of David. That is not why we're doing this. Although, we'll get some of that. May I suggest to you, the reason why we're going to end up studying David is because God's Word says in 1 Corinthians 10, 11, now all these things happen unto them. Who's them? The children of Israel and the Old Testament. They happen unto us, 1 Corinthians 10, 11 says, for our ensamples, are the examples to us. And notice why God says, this is why I've given you these examples, so that they are written for our admonition. They're written for our admonition. They're written for our encouragement, our strength, our faith. That's why these are written. So we would be admonished and encouraged. And listen, don't miss this. So that God himself is taking these stories so that we really can't walk in his shoes, but we can walk with his God. We're doing this study not to elevate and imitate and get information about David, but about David's God. And I don't want you to miss that, because that is who and what the whole story is about. You say, well, why pick the life of David, among others, out of this last year as we've been looking at the story and the pictures of who God is and the portraits of God? The majority of the Psalms, 73 or so, are written by David. Let's take some time and study about that shepherd boy. Stories about his life, because David is more said about him than almost any other Bible character. Abraham, the father of the Jews, the father of our faith. 14 chapters given to about Abraham. Jacob, written multiple places in Scripture, but about 14 chapters. Joseph, powerful illustration, 14 chapters. Elijah, 11. David, 66 chapters in our book about David. Plus 59 references in the New Testament about David. Pretty powerful character. You ask most people, have any kind of Bible knowledge, tell me about David. They will tell you about one of two events. What are those? One of them was when he was fighting Big Mouth, what's his name? Yeah, Goliath. About 16 years old, somewhere there. The other event is about what? Bathsheba. Probably 51, 52 years old. But there's a lot of events that happen in between all that. He really is a study in paradox and contrast, and we'll be looking at that in the days ahead. In fact, is next week, we'll be talking about David, a nobody that nobody noticed. And the importance of how God takes a nobody and turns him into his somebodies. We'll be looking at those times through the wilderness that David had and the lessons that are learned. Unbelievable stories. So much the which that for many of you that have studied the Bible, you almost look at it like, well, you know, yeah, that happened. Well, it did happen. Pretty incredibly. Why do you end up studying David? Those are the reasons why we're not going to study David. David is a powerful force that God knew, I promised to these people. You see, the whole idea of David being a shepherd was more than just that he was a shepherd. God did take him as a shepherd because he led sheep, ultimately knowing, I'm going to have you lead people. A lot of leadership qualities and characteristics and lessons we'll be able to learn out of the life of David. You also got to find that as far as David is concerned, David himself, that became great history for us. Frontline Magazine made this statement. He said, quote, all history is theological. Human history is the illustrated encyclopedia of the acts of God, a branch of general revelation and applied theology whereby God makes himself known to any man who has eyes to see it and a Bible by which to interpret it, unquote. Boy, he said it right. You know why we study the Bible? We study the Bible so we can end up seeing who our God is. And he unveils himself through the lives of people that got on before us, knowing that in our own life, God will do the same. And that's why Psalms really unveil the emotions of man. David, that expressed those sorrowful times, the times of rejection, the times in which he had nobody else to go to, the times in which David had great elevation of his feelings and excitement and joy and rejoicing and praising, the times in which he was deeply close and moved with friendships like he was to Jonathan, and yet other times at the ends of his life in which he was so deeply sorrowful for the rejection of people that he thought were so close to him like Ahithophel, and yet stabbed him in the back. David is a great illustration of being a shepherd. Fact is, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is tucked between Psalms 22 and Psalms 24, which the ancient Jews, as the modern-day Christians, looked at that Psalm 22 and 23 and 24 as a triad of truth, knowing that Psalms 22 talks about the good shepherd. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. And Psalms 23 unveils him as the great shepherd of the sheep. And Psalms 24 unveils Jesus himself as the chief shepherd, 1 Peter 5, 3 and 4. They're a wonderful picture of our God. He's our shepherd. He wants to guide you. So he chooses to take David and says here, watch this man. Let me unfold his life for you. So though yet he's dead, his life still speaks. And they're great, powerful words that he says. Some of them are found in this Psalm 78. Can I read you these few verses? And let's look very simply at I see to be, as David's life expressed, his heart for God in the following three qualities that we need to develop in our own lives. Because God chose David. And we see David's heart for God in these three qualities. And as we close today, let me give you these three. I'm going to give them to you very quickly because I wanted to take the time today and do what I just did. Try and draw a little bit of a portrait of this man, David, and I'd encourage you. 1 Samuel chapter 13 really starts the process in which we find David, but let me just summarize it because probably Hezekiah was the one that wrote Psalm 78, and he sums it up in these three verses, Psalm 78, verses 70 through 72, and you find, first of all, he chose David, also his servant. Number one quality you see in David, and you will see it throughout his life, is number one, he had a righteous desire. He showed this righteous desire. You also find that David not only showed a righteous desire, but David developed real character. But if we stopped there, we would miss, I think, the most important element of all when you find at the end of verse 72, when it says, and he guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. In other words, David not only showed a righteous desire and he developed real character, but what that says, he was practicing a responsible humility.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.